请我们打开《帖撒罗尼迦前书》第二章。
Let's open our scripture to 1 Thessalonians chapter 2.
我们从第九节读到第十二节。
Let us read from verse 9 through 12.
弟兄们，你们纪念我们的辛苦劳碌，昼夜做工，传神的福音给你们，免得叫你们一人受累。
For you recall, brethren, our labor and hardship, how working night and day, so as not to be a burden to any of you, we proclaim to you the gospel of God.
我们向你们信主的人是何等圣洁公义，无可指责，有你们做见证，也有神做见证。
You are witnesses, and so is God, how devoutly and uprightly and blamelessly we behave towards you believers.
你们也晓得我们怎样劝勉你们、安慰你们、嘱咐你们个人，好像父亲待自己的儿女一样。
Just as you know how we were exhorting and encouraging and imploring each of you as a father would his own children.
要叫你们行事对得起那召你们进他国得他荣耀的神。
So that you would walk in a manner worthy of the God who calls you into his own kingdom and glory.
我们有一点祷告。
Let us have a word of prayer.
天父，我们实在感谢你。
Heavenly Father, we truly thank you.
我们怎么能够有这样子的福气成为你的孩子？
How can we have such blessings as to be your children?
我们怎么样有这样子的恩典可以常常来到你的面前？
How can we have such grace that we can often come before you?
我们求你不只是借着饼杯对我们的心说话。
We beseech you that you speak to us not only through the Lord's table.
也求你的圣灵将你的话向我们解开。
May your Holy Spirit also open your words to us.
好让我们真的在你的光中遇见你。
So that we can truly meet you in your light.
帮助讲的翻译的。
Help the one who's speaking and the one who's translating.
也帮助听的。
Help those who are listening.
让我们有耳可听的都听得见你要对我们说的话。
So that all those who have ears may hear what you want to say to us.
我们等候仰望你。
We wait and look upon you.
祷告是奉主耶稣基督宝贝的名。
We pray in the precious name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
如果弟兄姊妹还记得在帖撒罗尼迦前书的第二章里面，
If you still remember, brothers and sisters, in 1 Thessalonians chapter 2,
保罗在这里向我们描述了一个模范工人的三个不同的角色。
Paul described to us here what a model worker is like, the three different aspects of it.
第一个角色他是一个管家。
The first aspect is that he is a steward.
第二个角色是他是一个母亲。
The second one is that he is a mother.
第三个角色就是我们今天所要看的第九节到第十二节。
And the third one is in verse 9 through 12, which we just read today.
是一个父亲。
And that is a father.
第九节他讲到的是父亲的工作。
In verse 9, he talked about the work of a father.
第十节他讲到父亲的行为 the walk.
In verse 10, he talked about the walk of a father.
第十一节到十二节他讲到一个父亲所说的话 the word.
Verse 11, he talked about the word of the father.
所以在这几节的圣经里面让我们看到一个做父亲的人他的 work, 他的 walk, and 他的 word.
And then in these verses, he showed us the work, the walk, and the word of a father.
第九节这样说。
Verse 9 says,
弟兄们,
Brethren,
你们纪念我们的辛苦劳碌。
For you recall our labor and hardship.
弟兄们,
Brethren,
这是这本书第三次出现这样的称呼。
And this is the third time this word has appeared in this book.
我相信弟兄姊妹已经记得当我们几次讲到这件事情的时候保罗说弟兄们那是一个多么亲密的称呼
As you may recall every time Paul uses the word brethren what a daring a title that is
这不是一个普通的一个称呼
That is not just an ordinary title
这是讲到我们有共同的生命
It refers to the fact that we have a common life.
我们同样的父亲。
We have the same father.
这讲到我们有同样的命运。
It talks about that we have the same destiny. Because today we are in the same body. And eventually we will have the same glorious ending. Because in the future we have the same home.
弟兄们,
Brethren,
今天在神的儿女中,
today among God's children,
有多少人珍惜弟兄们?
How many people truly treasure brethren?
你们纪念,
for you recall,
纪念,
recall,
其实这个字它不是叫我们回想,
actually, this word is not asking us to remember.
这个字是叫我们说你要记住,
but it says that you have to remember. It's not that you have to recall, but that you have to remember.
你不是知道说想起有这么回事,
it is not that you're reminded of something,
是你应该清清楚楚的就刻在你的脑海里,
but that this should be deeply impressed into your mind.
因为你们是我亲密的弟兄,
because you are my dear brethren,
你们是应该还记得的,
therefore you should remember.
你们一定记得的,
you must remember.
我们的辛苦劳碌,
our labor and hardship,
昼夜做工,
how working night and day,
辛苦劳碌,
labor and hardship,
这个词放在一起在新约圣经中总共只出现过三次,
labor and hardship, these two words together only appeared in the New Testament only three times.
另外两次在帖撒罗尼迦后书的3章8节和哥林多后书的11章27节,
the other two times it happened in Thessalonians, 2 Thessalonians chapter 3 verse 8 and 2 Corinthians chapter 11 verse 27.
但是这两个辛苦这个词呢,
but the word labor,
它在新约中单独的出现过18次,
alone this word appeared 18 times in the New Testament.
如果我们去看这个词在新约中所使用的意义,
if we look at the meaning or of how this word is used in the New Testament,
它基本有两种意思,
there are two types of meanings.
一种意思是麻烦,
the first one is trouble,
或者是为难,
or difficulty,
或者是很痛苦,
or very suffering.
这个是譬如说在路加福音的11章第7节,
for as an example in Luke chapter 11 verse 7,
或者是马太26章第10节,
or in Matthew chapter 26 verse 10,
它讲到的是很麻烦,
it refers to things that are very troubling.
但它第二方面的意思呢,
but the second aspect,
是讲到非常的劳苦,
it means a very hard work.
好像哥林多前书3章8节呢,
as in 1 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 8.
所以它那个辛苦包括两方面,
so therefore labor incorporates two aspects.
一方面是很艰辛, 一方面是很苦恼,
on one hand it is very hard work, on the other hand it is very troublesome.
劳碌这个字在圣经就没有单独的出现,
the word hardship doesn't occur, the word labor doesn't occur by itself in the scripture.
它所强调的重点,
what it emphasizes,
就是讲到非常非常的难,
it emphasizes the difficulty, how extremely difficult it is.
所以如果我们把这三个意思放在一起,
if we put these three meanings together,
你就看到保罗在工作上他是又麻烦又辛苦又艰难,
so then you see that Paul in his work, it is very difficult and very hardworking and very troublesome.
哎呀我不知道你读圣经读到这里你有没有感觉,
I don't know whether or not you have this feeling as you read this.
你现在上班是不是就这个样?
Is your work like this today?
啊,又麻烦啊,
it is very troublesome.
哎呀,又辛苦啊,
it's very hard work.
然后又很难哦,
and it's very difficult.
保罗这个时候工作也就这样子,
and that is, but that was what Paul's work was like.
下面一句说, 昼夜做工,
and then the next sentence it says, how working night and day.
保罗在使徒行传20章30节那里,
Paul in Acts chapter 20 verse 30,
他也说到,
He also mentioned,
纪念我3年之久, 昼夜不住的流泪劝诫你们个人。
He said, in remembrance of me,
For 3 years,
day and night,
in tears I exhort you.
In tears I exhort you.
昼夜,
day and night.
哎，这个昼夜不是讲保罗一天24个小时都在工作。
Day and night, it doesn't mean that Paul was working 24/7, 24 hours a day.
这个昼夜乃是讲到保罗真的是披星戴月。
It talks about how Paul was truly working night and day.
是很长的工作时间啊。
That those were long working hours.
你知道现在的年轻人,
you know, young people today,
我告诉你们一个坏消息。
Let me tell you some bad news.
你大学毕业以后,
after you graduate from college,
你要不然就是没工作。
Either you have no work,
因为中国和印度都把你的工作抢走了。
Because China and India all took your job.
你如果有工作呀,
if you have job,
那就是昼夜做过。
Then you'll be working night and day.
你知道我们公司的老板最近居然跟我说, 就希望我弄一个什么叫什么 BlackBerry 是什么东西啊。
So do you know that recently my boss told me that he wants me to get a BlackBerry?
你们知道为什么吗?
Do you know why?
因为他要我24小时啊,都有那个email可以传到我的手上,我可以随时赶快回答呀。
Because he wants me to be able to receive emails 24/7 and be able to respond immediately.
这就是保罗工作。
And that is Paul's work.
而且做工这个词,
and work, this word.
在原文里面是一个现在的时态。
In the original text, it was in a present tense.
它是用形容保罗跟他的同工们呢, 他们是在什么样的情况之下辛苦地做工的?
It describes under what kind of condition Paul and his co-workers were working.
辛苦劳碌。
Labor and hardship.
昼夜做工。
Working night and day.
哎，弟兄姊妹，你有没有看到你们教会有一些人呢？他上班回来已经死狗一条。
Have you seen, brothers and sisters, people in your church that after they come home from work, they are already dead tired?
你们见过?
Have you seen those people?
有啊，所以你跟他讲，弟兄啊，来吹球啊。
我们一起来读经。哦，吹球。 You say, brother, let's come and seek the Lord together.
哦，我太累了。
I am too tired.
你说，哎，我们去探访啊。
You say, let's go comfort other people.
我哪里有时间啊? 我已经累得不行了。How
do I have time? I am so tired.
啊，我去祷告会。Let
us go to the prayer meeting.
我又不是猪弟兄。
I am not Brother Freedom Chu.
怎么去祷告会干什么?
Why do I need to go to the prayer meeting?
我要上班的呀。
I have to go to work.
但是保罗这怎么说?
But what does Paul say here?
弟兄们，你们纪念我们的心。 苦劳碌，昼夜做工, 下面就说什么?
For you recall, brethren, our hard labor, our labor and hardship, how working night and day, and what does he say afterwards?
传神的福音给你。We
proclaim to you the gospel of God.
哎，这节圣经啊，很多人读的时候没有读懂啊。Many
people, as they read this verse, they don't understand.
他们以为保罗是全时间，你知道吧？
They think that Paul was working.
Oh, 他好辛苦啊, 白天也传福音, 晚上也传福音啊。
They thought that Paul was preaching the gospel night and day.
乱讲。
That's not true.
不是的。
That's not right.
保罗是辛辛苦苦的工作赚钱。
Paul was working night and day to earn money.
累得个要死。
That he was so tired.
跟我们大家差不多。
Just like you and me.
但是在他这么累的光景下,
but even in those conditions when he was so tired, he continued to proclaim the gospel.
Oh, 这个就不容易了。
This is hard.
很多人都说，等我退休了，再服侍主。Many
people say, once I retire, I will serve the Lord.
还有一些蛮爱我的弟兄姊妹还问我，刘弟兄，你什么时候才退休？
And then there are some brothers and sisters who love me very much, and they say, Brother Liu, when are you retiring?
哎呀, 服侍主很辛苦的呀。
To serve the Lord is hard work.
弟兄姊妹, 我告诉你,
Brothers and sisters, let me tell you.
保罗这里清清楚楚地跟我们讲,
Paul here clearly tells us.
他跟他的同工,
he and his co-workers.
昼夜的工作赚钱,
laboring day and night to earn money.
辛辛苦苦地做事,
to work it, to labor and hard, in hardship.
但是再辛苦的工作不能够拦阻他们服侍主。
But no matter how tiring the job is, it cannot prevent them from serving God.
不能够拦阻他们传福音。
It cannot prevent them from proclaiming the gospel.
传福音啊。
To preach the gospel.
这个动词在新约中用了很多次了。
This verb was used many, many times in the New Testament.
总共41次。
Altogether 41 times.
保罗他们辛苦啊。
Paul, they worked so hard.
做工啊。
They labored.
有的人说,
Some people say,
保罗这个辛苦做工啊,
Paul's hard work.
是指着传道啊。
It refers to preaching,
祷告啊,
praying,
牧养啊,
tendering the sheep.
为什么我这么有把握说他乱讲呢?
So why do I have such assurance that says that they are wrong?
因为保罗说, 免得叫你们一人受累啊。
Because Paul says, so as not to be a burden to any of you.
看见没有?
Do you see?
所以你这里很清楚知道保罗前面那个辛苦做工,保罗那个昼,辛苦劳碌,昼夜做工, 不是讲道,不是祷告,不是牧养教会。
So you clearly see that when Paul said labor and hardship working day and night, it is not referring to proclaiming the gospel.
这里所讲的他的辛苦劳碌,他的这个昼夜做工,乃是讲到他怎么样供养自己的需要而做的努力。
Here, when he said labor and hardship, he was referring to how hard he worked so that he can satisfy his own needs.
使徒行传18章第3节告诉我们,
In Acts chapter 3 verse 18, it tells us that Paul's profession is a tent maker. We also know that Paul is an apostle. He actually has authority so that he doesn't have to worry about what he eats and what he wears.
他有权利接受弟兄姊妹在爱心中给他的金钱上的帮助。
He has authority to receive financial help from his brothers and sisters in love.
但是他选择亲手做工来养活他自己。
But he chooses to work to sustain himself.
他以身作则地活出来了他为门徒所定下的要求。
He lived out as an example the guidelines that he set out for the disciples.
他在帖撒罗尼迦后书3章10节那里要求说, 若有人不肯做工,就不可以吃饭。
In 2 Thessalonians chapter 3 verse 10, it says that if anyone is not willing to work, then he is not to eat either.
所以弟兄姊妹,
Brothers and sisters, let me tell you, in the Bible, there is no such concept as retiring.
你不做工就不要吃饭。
If you don't work, then you don't eat.
保罗就用他自己的生命来见证他从神所领受的原则。
Paul used his own life to testify the principles that he received from God.
当时在犹太人的中间就已经有一些拉比。
At that time, among the Jewish people, there were some rabbis.
他们非常强烈地认为,
they strongly believe,
一个人能够有机会来研读,来分享神的话, 这已经是莫大的恩典。
They feel that if someone can study and examine the word of God,
and
to share the word of God, it is a great blessing.
所以自己就应该另外有一份专业的工作来养生。
Therefore, you should have another profession to sustain your livelihood.
不应该再借着传讲神的话语来得物质上的好处。
So, and you should not be able to receive material benefits because you're preaching God's words.
这样的传统,
this type of tradition,
一直到今天的犹太教,
continues to today's Jewish religion.
90% 以上的拉比还是都是有专业的。
More than 90% of the rabbis, they have a profession.
堕落的基督教。
The fallen, corrupt Christianity.
相反。
Is the opposite.
Is 90% 的传道人是没有工作的。
That 90% of the missionaries, preachers do not have another profession.
我不是说传道人通通都不可以有工作。
I am not saying that preachers cannot have another job.
但是我们如果认为一个人传道就不应该有工作，或者不有工作，就应该没有工作，这是不合圣经的。
But if we think that a preacher should not have another job, then that is not according to the scripture.
保罗在这样的教导里面长大。
Paul grew up in this kind of teaching.
他不只是在帖撒罗尼迦的时候是如此。
Not only was he this way when he was in Thessalonica,
他就是在哥林多的时候也是如此。
But when he was in Corinthians, he was the same way.
你看哥林多前书四章十二节。
If you look at 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 12,
他到以弗所也是如此。
When he was in Ephesus, he was the same.
你看使徒行传十九章十二节。
You look at book of Acts, chapter 19, verse 12.
这种自食其力的传道方式
this self-sustaining way of preaching
让保罗能够没有忌讳的将神全部的旨意向信徒宣讲
it helped Paul to be able to proclaim all of God's will without holding anything back
使徒行传二十章二十七节
Acts chapter 20 verse 27
同时也可以避免人们怀疑他当时一些怀疑保罗像当时有一些的传道人是为了金钱出来传道的
And it also prevents other people from suspecting Paul that he was preaching for monetary gains
在今天中国大陆
Today in mainland China
也有一个非常可怕的现象
There is a scary phenomenon
很多的基督徒
Many Christians
在职场上太辛苦
Because they are too tired on their career path
因为很多的压力
Because there are so much stress
很多的试探
There are so much temptation
很多的好像不犯罪就做不下去的那种难处
There are so many difficulties as if you do not sin you cannot continue
所以他们就觉得就是要全时间啊来服侍主啊
So therefore they feel like they should serve the Lord full time
弟兄姊妹圣经里面从来没有一个 part-time 的基督徒
Brothers and sisters there's no such thing as a part-time Christian in the scripture
哪里有什么叫做全时间服侍主这个东西
Then how can you have something called full-time serving the Lord
每一个基督徒都应该是全时间的
Every Christian should be full-time
我们是世上的盐，我们是世上的光。
We are the salt and the light of this world.
神什么时候叫我们变成教会里面的盐，教会里面的光？
When did God ask us to become the salt and the light in church?
你要知道，保罗不但是养活他自己。
You know, Paul not only sustained his own livelihood.
保罗所赚来的钱也供给帮助其他同工的需要。
The money that Paul earned, he also helped other co-workers.
使徒行传二十章三十四节。
Acts chapter 20 verse 34.
当然，保罗有没有接受其他信徒在财务上的帮助呢
？So did Paul receive help from other brothers and sisters?
有。
Of course.
腓立比书四章十六节。
Philippians chapter 4 verse 16.
那里很清楚的讲。
There it clearly says,
保罗谢谢腓立比的教会。
Paul thanked the church in Philippi.
他们在金钱上帮助保罗。
They helped Paul monetarily and financially.
但是那一些的帮助肯定不是让保罗就因此可以不必要工作。
But those gifts were not sent so that Paul would never have to work again.
更重要的是那一些财务上的帮助很可能是保罗用来去帮助其他的肢体
And more likely Paul used those gifts to help other parts of the body
你记得保罗在哥林多后书十二章十四节那里说
Do you remember Paul in 2 Corinthians chapter 12 verse 16 said,
如今我打算第三次到你们那里去, 也必不累着你们。
I plan on coming to you again, but not to burden you.
因我所求的是你们, 不是你们的财物。
Because what I seek after is you, but not your gifts.
儿女不该为父母积财, 父母该为儿女积财。
That children should not be saving treasures for the parents, but parents for the children.
保罗把教会里面的弟兄姐妹当作自己的孩子。
Paul viewed the brothers and sisters in church as his own children.
他有一个为父的心肠。
He had a fatherly heart.
他不希望增加儿女们的负担。
He did not want to burden the children.
所以他辛辛苦苦的工作。
Therefore, he labored hard.
一边传福音。
On one hand, preaching the gospel.
牧养教会。
To shepherd the church.
一边辛苦的执帐篷赚钱。
On the other hand, to work hard at making tents and earning money.
这样子的父老。
This kind of elderly.
他的工作。
His work.
就给儿女们带下一个好的榜样。
It brings a good, it sets a good example before children.
你知道今天基督教里面有一个非常坏的思想。
You know, today in Christianity, there is a very bad thinking.
认为赚钱有罪。
They think that it is sinful to make money.
但是不赚钱又没办法。
But you're helpless if you don't make money.
所以天天在教会讲不要爱世界。
So therefore, every day the church preaches, do not love the world.
礼拜一到礼拜五还拼命去工作。
But then Monday through Friday, you have to work very hard.
我们完全不懂到工作是多么崇高伟大的一件事，神所赐给我们的。
We do not understand what a great blessing a work is, a blessing from God.
神要借着工作改变我们。
God wants to change us through work.
神要借着工作来使我们成熟。
God wants to make us mature through work.
神要我们借着工作能够成为别人的祝福。
God wants us to become other people's blessings through work.
神要我们借着工作赚来的钱去帮助别人。
And through work, God wants us to make money in order to help others.
你知道在圣经里面讲什么地方没有工作吗？
Do you know in the scripture where is it that there is no work?
阴间。
In hell.
一个人到阴间没有工作。
When you're in hate, when you're in hell, there is no work.
请你不要再天天在那边想你什么时候退休了。
So don't think about every day when are you going to retire.
我们在地上还有一口气。
If we have one breath left in this earth, on this earth,
我们要用神给我们所有的生命和机会。
We have to use all of the life and opportunities that God has given us.
努力工作。
To work hard.
无论是赚钱。
Whether it's earning money.
无论是爱人。
Whether it's to love.
无论是帮助人。
Or to help others.
因为基督徒活在地上。
Christians living in this world.
就是要工作。
It is to work.
第十节。
Verse 10.
我们向你们信主的人是何等圣洁公义，无可指责，由你们做见证，也有神做见证。
You are witnesses, and so is God, how devoutly and uprightly and blamelessly we behave towards you believers.
一个父亲,
A father,
不只是要供应家中经济上的需要,
Not only does he have to provide financially for the house, for the family.
一个父亲更是要做儿女们的好榜样。
A father is also to be a good example for his children.
你知道我们今天呢，在外人面前有好见证已经不容易哦。
You know, today it is already not easy for us to have a good testimony with outsiders.
在自己儿女的面前能够有好的见证就难上加难。
It is truly difficult to have a good testimony before our own children.
保罗在这里,
Paul here,
他说,
he said,
他先提自己的见证。
He first mentioned his own testimony.
他说有你们做见证。
He said, you are witnesses.
也有神做见证。
And so is God.
他这个说完了以后,
and after he said that,
到十一节他才讲到他怎么去教导别人。
And then he talked about in verse 11 how he teaches other people.
弟兄姊妹,
but Brothers and sisters, here's a very important principle.
我们怎么活, 比我们怎么教别人重要。
How we live is more important than how we preach to other people.
我们在弟兄姐妹中间怎么活, 比我们跟弟兄姐妹讲什么重要。
How we live among brothers and sisters is more important than what we say to them.
我们要先活出一个像样的生活, 我们才有资格跟人家讲一个神话。
We first have to live a right life, then we have the right to say things to other people.
保罗在这里说,
Paul here says,
向你们信主的,
behave towards you believers.
哎, 这不是讲说保罗跟他的同工啊, 这一代不信主的人有一套, 这一代信主的人另外一套。
This is not saying that Paul behaves a certain way, Paul and his co-workers behave a certain way with non-believers and then differently with believers.
如果保罗是这样子的话,
if Paul was like that,
这是叫做假冒伪善,
then that is called hypocrisy.
这是两面人,
then it's a person with two faces.
那保罗这句话什么意思呢?
So what does Paul mean here?
保罗在这里强调, 你们是信的人,
Paul here emphasizes that you are believers.
你们是跟我有同样生命的人,
you are people sharing the same life with me.
你们同样是在基督里的人,
you are together with me in Christ.
所以别人也许不明白保罗和他的同工是怎么为人的。
Then perhaps other people do not understand the type of person Paul and his co-workers are.
你们应该明白。
But you should.
所以说由你们做见证。
Therefore you are the witnesses.
何等的圣洁公义无可指责。
How devout and uprightly and blamelessly.
注意那个是这个字。
Pay attention to the word how.
How we are. 我们在教会里面,
we in church,
常常要求别人是去做。
We often require others to act.
去要,
to ask.
去有,
to have.
保罗没有这样说。
Paul didn't say that.
保罗不是说我们要圣洁要公义。
Paul didn't say that we want to be devoutly and upright.
保罗没有说我们要做到圣洁公义。
Paul didn't say that we have to behave in a devout and upright way. Paul said how we are devoutly and uprightly. Here it emphasizes the essence of life. That is, which is manifested in life. You know, to be and to act, to do, are different.
今天很多人会做,
today many people can do it, but they are not. So therefore, they're tiresomely doing it.
有一个年轻人有一天主日聚完会回到家里把衣服一脱往沙发上一躺说, 哎呀好轻松啊。
One day a young man after Sunday worship went home and lied down on a couch and took off his coat and he said, oh how relaxing. Because he had pretended all day long and it was tiring.
圣洁和公义,
devout and upright.
圣洁所强调的是一个人内里的光景。
Devout reflects the inner state of a person.
公义强调的是一个人外在的行为。
Upright reflects the outward behavior of a person.
而圣经中这两个字有的时候会放在一起出现。
And sometimes in the scripture these two words appear together.
譬如说,
for example,
路加福音1章75节,
Luke chapter 1 verse 75. To serve him in righteousness and holiness.
无可指责,
blamelessly.
无可指责不是说这一个人完全像神一样是没有缺点。
Blamelessly doesn't mean that this person is exactly like God, that he is without any shortcoming. Blamelessly means that their motivation toward people are pure.
他们的行为是光明的,
their acts are holy. They're in
所以在人的面前他不怕人有任何的指责。
So therefore before men they are not afraid of being accused of anything.
有你们做见证也有神做见证。
You are witnesses and so is God.
这一段话如果要原文来直接翻译的话,
If we translate this verse according to the original text
directly.
If we translate it directly,
你们是见证人,
It says that you are witnesses.
神也是,
and so is God.
保罗他和他的同工们,
Paul together with his co-workers.
他们在帖撒罗尼迦的弟兄姐妹中间怎么样的生活?
How did they live among the brothers and sisters in Thessalonica?
他们内里是如何的圣洁?
How holy they were on the inside.
他们外面的行为是何等的公义?
And how uprightly were their outward behaviors?
你们是见证。
You are witnesses.
帖撒罗尼迦的弟兄姐妹都看在眼里。
Brothers in Thessalonica were looking, they saw.
但是更重要的是, 神也是他们的见证。
But more importantly, God is also their witness.
因为人到底是看外貌。
Because men has to look on the outside.
所以就算人很诚实地做见证。
Therefore, even if men are honest witnesses,
但是人可能自己就被骗了。
But men themselves may be deceived.
所以他的见证不一定靠得住。
Therefore, their testimonies may not be reliable.
但是更重要的,
but more importantly,
神是鉴察人心的,
God looks into the man's heart.
所以神的见证是准确的。
Therefore, God's testimony is right.
一个父亲,
a father,
他需要殷勤的工作做儿女的榜样。
He has to labor hard to be a good example to his children.
因为神的儿女活在地上就是应该努力的工作。
Because God's children has to labor hard on this earth.
一个做父亲的,
a father.
他的生活行为,
his behavior, the way he acts in life,
需要成为儿女的榜样。
Has to be examples to his children.
他内里的动机必须是圣洁的。
His motive, his inward motive must be holy.
他外面的行为必须是公义的。
His outward behavior must be upright.
以至于别人没有办法来指责他。
So that others cannot blame him.
一个做父亲的,
a father.
更重要的,
more importantly,
他也必须在话语上教导他的儿女。
He has to teach his children through words.
11节,
Verse 11.
你们也晓得我们怎样劝勉你们、安慰你们、嘱咐你们个人。
Just as you know how we were exhorting you, encouraging and imploring each one of you.
好像父亲对待自己的儿女一样,
as a father would his own children.
你们也晓得,
and you also know.
原文是说, 正如你们所知道。
In the original text, it says, just as you know.
他所强调的乃是帖撒罗尼迦的弟兄姊妹, 他们对着保罗的教导是很清楚的。
What it emphasizes is that brothers and sisters in Thessalonica, they clearly know Paul's teaching.
我在 Wyckoff 教会待了还不到30年。
I've been at Wyckoff Church for less than 30 years.
我常常有一个错误的想法。
I often have a wrong thinking, a wrong idea.
我以为我的教导弟兄姐妹都已经知道了。
I think that my teachings, brothers and sisters all know.
但是最近这几年，神让我有机会跟一些弟兄姐妹私下来多谈一点关于信仰上的事的时候。
But recently, in recent years, God has given me opportunities to privately discuss with some brothers and sisters things about our belief.
我很惊讶地发现说, 我以为他们懂得, 他们根本还没有懂。
I surprisingly found out that what I thought they knew, they did not know.
我以为我已经讲过了, 他们就会听见了, 就会明白了。
I thought that I had spoken and therefore they have heard and understood.
错。
I was wrong.
其实我们在家里做父亲的何尝不是这么的错。
And as fathers at home, how are we not wrong in the same way?
我们以为我们讲过了, 孩子就懂了。
We think that because we have spoken, our children understood.
我告诉你, 你讲过了, 他不一定懂了。
You have spoken, but let me tell you, your child, your children may not have understood.
其实你讲过, 他不一定都听得见了。
Actually, just because you've spoken doesn't mean that they have heard.
他听见了不一定懂啊。
And even if he has heard, doesn't mean he understood.
我现在比较懂了。
Now I know a bit better.
为什么圣经这么啰嗦?
Why is it that scripture is so repetitive?
哎呀,怎么讲了一遍又一遍啊?
Why is it that they say the same thing over and over again?
哦,原来我们这些人真够笨。
Because we are so foolish.
讲过了还要再讲。
That it's been spoken once, but it needs to be spoken again.
你要确定地知道他懂吗?
You have to know for sure that he understood.
保罗很有把握。
Paul was very certain.
他说, 正如你们所清楚了解的。
Just as you know.
这很宝贵啊,
this is very precious.
如果有一天我可以说, Wyckoff 弟兄姊妹都知道我教的是什么,
if one day I can say that brothers and sisters at the Wyckoff Church all know what I preach,
我想我一定要花好多好多的功夫在他们身上。
I think I have to spend an enormous amount of effort on them.
我们怎样对待了你们中间每一个人?
How we interacted with each one of you.
就像父亲怎么对待自己的儿女一样。
Just as a father would his own children.
这是这一节圣经原文的翻译。
That is the original translation for this verse.
劝勉你们,安慰你们,嘱咐你们是下一节的。
Exhorting, encouraging, and imploring belongs to the next verse.
这一节圣经原文只有说, 我们怎样对待你们, 我们怎么样对待了你们中间的每一个人, 就像父亲怎么样对待自己的儿女一样。
In the original text, it only said, how we treated each one of you as a father would his own children.
保罗不只是教导全教会。
Paul did not only taught the entire church.
保罗的服事也包括对这每一个人单独的教导。
Paul's teaching also included his teaching towards each individual.
因为他说我们怎样对待了你们中间的每一个人。
Because he said how we treated each one of you.
这是我们今天做传道的人最大的亏欠之一。
This is one of the greatest shortfalls of the preachers today.
就是我们很少知道每一个弟兄姐妹的需要。
That is, we rarely know about the needs of every one of every single brothers and sisters.
每一个弟兄姐妹的光景。
The state of every single brother and sister.
我小的时候家里很穷。
When I was young, my family was very poor.
所以我妈妈就养了一些鸡和鸭。
So my mother raised some chicken and duck.
然后我放学回来呢,
and when I go home after school,
我的母亲就会叫我说, 哎, 把那些东西拿出去给他们吃。
And then my mother would say, take this food and feed the chicken and duck.
你知道一些剩饭啊, 有些米糠啊, 什么的, 混一混啊, 拿去喂他们。
And you just mix the leftovers and you would feed them.
你知道这个, 我要去喂那些鸡和鸭。
You know, for me to feed those chicken and duck.
你知道我怎么喂吗?
Do you know how I feed them?
你们没有人喂过?
Have you ever done it?
我一走到后面啊, 我就这样子撒, 满地撒。
As soon as I go to the back, I just spread the food all over the place.
然后剩下一点我就往这边一放。
And then whatever's left over, I just put on the ground.
我就去玩了。
And then I go play.
我的事情做好了。
My job was done.
这样懂了没有?
Do you understand?
这像不像今天的传道人?
Is this like today's preachers?
反正该我讲我就来讲。
What I'm supposed to say, I'll say.
管它是什么,撒完了,管你吃都不吃。
And I'll just spread them, and who cares whether or not you actually eat them?
管你吃了消化不消化。
Who cares whether or not you've digested them after you ate them?
就是你不吃也活该啊。
And even if you don't eat it, you deserve it.
你们有没有看过妈妈喂小孩子喝奶?
Have you ever seen a mother nursing her baby?
有没有看过?
Have you seen that?
看过。 小孩子不吃怎么样?
If the baby doesn't eat, what happens?
妈妈急不急?
Is the mother worried?
急哦。
She's worried.
我深深地觉得,
I deeply feel.
我们今天需要学习这样的服事。
We need to learn this type of service.
每一个人,
every single person.
每一个人,
every single person.
因材施教,
to be taught according to his own condition.
这就是为什么你发觉主耶稣常常带少数的人在一起。
This is why you often find Jesus take a small group of people.
你知道今天的传道人有一个很坏的毛病。
You know, today's preachers have a very bad problem.
他就是喜欢把多一点的人聚集在一起。
He likes to gather a large group of people.
越多人来听我讲。
The more people who comes to listen to me.
哎，我越来劲。
The more enthusiastic I am.
但弟兄姊妹,
but brothers and sisters.
其实我们今天应该要让
Today, we should gather as few people together as possible.
这是为什么过去这些年在神在世界各地兴起了许许多多小型的聚会。
And that is why, over the past years, God has raised up small gatherings all over the world.
因为只有在小的聚会里面,
because only in small gatherings,
只有少数几个人在一起,
only when few people are together,
你才能够真的了解人里面的光景。
Then you can truly know the state in a person.
你可以真的关心他。
You can truly care for them.
你真的可以喂养他。
Then you can truly shepherd, feed them.
这是为什么我们教会现在非常强调我们的聚会一定要分小组，再分小组，再分小组。
That is why at our gathering, we emphasize that we have to break into smaller and smaller and smaller groups.
但传道人不爱。
But preachers don't like that.
因为你知道我一讲五个人坐在那听。
Because if I speak and only five people sit there,
都没劲儿啊。
Then that's not very exciting.
你把人通通聚在一起。
You have to gather them all together.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
你真的喂到一个人,
if for one person,
you truly feed him,
if you truly feed him,
那个价值比你跟几千人讲道还多,
then the value is greater than if you spoke to thousands of people.
我们需要学,
we need to learn
一对一的讲话,
to talk one to one.
一对二的,
one to two.
一对三的,
one to three.
最多不要超过12个,
at the maximum, do not exceed 12 people.
主耶稣才12个吧,
because Jesus only had 12.
你比他厉害,
are you even greater than him?
你如果希望你的服事能够有永远的果效,
if you want your service to bear fruit in eternity,
要学着跟少数人讲道,
you have to learn to preach to a small group of people.
要学着跟少数人聚会,
to learn to gather with a small group of people.
好像父亲对待自己的儿女一样,
as a father would his own children.
保罗形容自己像父亲,
Paul described himself as a father.
形容弟兄姐妹像他的儿女,
described brothers and sisters as his own children.
这个在保罗的书信里面并不是很少见。
This often appears in Paul's letters.
保罗称提摩太好像他的儿子。
Paul said that Timothy was like his own son.
哥林多前书4章17节, 提摩太前书1章2节。
1 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 17, 1 Timothy chapter 1 verse 2.
保罗把提多当他自己的儿子。
Paul treated Titus as his own son.
提多书1章4节。
Titus chapter 1 verse 4.
保罗把阿尼西姆当他自己的儿子。
Paul treated
Onesimus
as his own son.
腓利门书第十节。
Philemon chapter 10.
不只是个人,
not only individuals.
保罗把哥林多教会全教会的弟兄姐妹当他的儿女。
Paul treated the entire church, people in the entire church of Corinthia as his own children.
哥林多前书四章,
1 Corinthians chapter 4,
14到15节,
verse 14 to 15.
保罗把整个加拉太的众教会都当他属灵的孩子。
Paul treated the entire church of Colossians as his own children. Colossians.
加拉太书四章十九节。
Colossians chapter 4, verse 18.
不只是保罗有这个毛病啊。
Not only does Paul have this problem.
哎，彼得称马可当作他的儿子。
Peter called Mark his own son.
这在彼得前书五章十三节。
1 Peter chapter 5, verse 13.
老约翰老的时候也叫弟兄姊妹是他的孩子。
And the elderly John, when he was old, he called people the little ones.
中文圣经翻作小子。
The Chinese scriptures calls it the little ones.
原文就是 children.
The original text is children.
孩子们。
Children.
我们要问一个问题啊。
We have to ask a question.
保罗。
Paul.
彼得。
Peter.
约翰。
John.
他们读过马太福音23章吗?
Have they read Mark chapter 23? Matthew chapter 23.
你知道今天有一些教会的人呢?
You know, some people in church today,
哎呀, 非常属灵的,
they're very spiritual.
我们都是弟兄,
we are all brothers.
教会里面哪里可以有什么其他的关系啊?
In a church, how can you have any other relationship?
都是弟兄,
we're all brothers.
有一个十几岁的孩子有一天回到家就跟他的老爸说,
a teenager went home one day and said to his father,
我告诉你从现在开始我叫你老弟兄,
said from now on I will call you older brother.
他老爸赏了他两个耳光,
and his father spanked him.
那主耶稣在马太23章讲的怎么回事呢?
So what about what Jesus said in Matthew chapter
23? 主耶稣在马太23章所讲的不要叫地上的人做父。
In Matthew chapter 23, Jesus said, do not call anyone on earth your father.
不是说我们在地上不可以把一些人像父亲一样的尊敬。
It doesn't mean that we cannot respect some people on earth as our father.
前不久我还听说有一个人批评另外一个传道人。
Not too long ago, I heard that one preacher criticized another preacher.
说那个传道人不像话。
He said the other preacher was ridiculous.
我说他为什么不像话。
And I said, why was the other preacher ridiculous?
他又有干儿子又有干女儿。
He said he has a godson and a goddaughter.
我说那有什么不像话。
And I said, what's wrong with that?
你没读过马太23章吗?
He said, haven't you read Matthew chapter 23?
怎么可以叫地上的人父亲呢?
How can you call anyone on earth your father?
这些人都是不懂马太23章在讲什么。
These people, they don't understand what Matthew chapter 23 is talking about.
马太23章所要对付的是教会里面不可以有人成为人和神中间的居间阶级。
Matthew chapter 23 is dealing with the fact that there can be no one in church who is an interventor between the person and God.
让我告诉你,
let me tell you,
什么叫居间阶级?
What does it mean to be an interceptor?
就是有的人的观念里面认为有一些人在教会里面, 他们是神和我们这些信徒中间的一个阶级。
It is that some people believe that there are people in church who represent an intermediary step between God and the believers.
你知道在有些教会,
you know, in some church,
如果某一类的人不在那个教会是不可以播饼的。
If a certain type of people are not there, then the church cannot break the bread.
如果某几个人不在，那个教会是不可以施浸的。
If a few people are not there, then the church cannot baptize.
你知道什么意思吗？
Do you know what that means?
只有那些人有资格。
Because only those people are authorized.
甚至于在有些教会，祷告你都没有资格。
At even at some church, you don't even have, you're not even worthy enough to pray.
那叫居间阶级。
And that means that, that there's an interceptor.
在有一些教会啊,
In some churches,
我简直不能相信,
I cannot believe.
他们居然相信买了新房子, 家里生了新 baby, 啊, 什么的都要请牧师啊, 长老啊, 要来祷告祝福一下。
They believe that if they buy a new house, or if there's a newborn child, they have to ask the preacher to go there to bless them.
因为他们觉得他们是神职人员。
Because they feel as if they're laymen.
They're clergy.
They're clergy.
他们是比较有特权的。
Therefore, they have special authorities.
他们的祷告比较灵。
Their prayers are, work better.
不要以为只有那些有牧师的教会会这么笨。
Don't think that only churches with pastors can be that foolish.
像我们这种没有牧师的教会，我们的弟兄有时候也很像牧师哦。
But churches like ours, where we don't have pastors, we can also be like that.
我们叫他们弟兄啊，结果把他们当牧师。
We call them brothers, but we treat them as pastors.
那个是马太二十三章所定罪的。
That is what Matthew chapter 23 was committing.
Condemning. 那是二十三章所禁止。
And that is what Matthew chapter 23 forbids.
圣经里面从来没有反对。
The scripture never, was never against.
弟兄姐妹中间有父子之情。
That among brothers and sisters, that there is a relationship of father and son.
一个神的工人。
A worker of God.
如果他待弟兄姊妹像母亲的话，
If he treats brothers and sisters as mother, if he is like a mother to brothers and sisters,
那一幅图画的重点,
the importance of that picture,
是在乎他的温柔, 他的忍耐, 他的牺牲,
the importance of that picture is his endurance, his sacrifice.
每一次圣经讲到像母亲的时候，
Every time when the scripture mentions like a mother,
好像那个对象都是刚刚信主的弟兄姐妹，
Then the audience is often brothers and sisters who just believed.
哎，其实你想想也对哈。
And if you think about it, it's right.
你看家里那个小 baby 刚刚生下来，他一定是要妈妈不要爸爸的呀。
When the baby was just born, the baby would always want the mother but not the father.
啊，实在来讲，小 baby 需要妈妈远远超过需要爸爸。
And truly, a baby needs his mother much more than his father.
但是圣经里面讲到一个父亲的时候，
When the scripture talks about a father,
他的重点在乎他的身教与他的言教。
Then the emphasis is on what he teaches through his walk and his word.
所以他的对象主要是一些比较有长进的信徒为主。
And here the audience are often more grown believers.
请注意。
Please pay attention.
保罗一方面叫他们叫弟兄们。
On one hand, Paul calls them brothers.
一方面又说好像父亲对待自己的儿女一样。
On the other hand, he says, as a father would his own children.
这里有一个非常重要的观念。
There is a very important concept here.
就是所有做父亲的。
And that is all fathers.
不管是属灵的父亲还是肉身的父亲。
Whether it's the spiritual father or a father in flesh.
你要记住你养育这些孩子最高的标准就是有一天他可以跟你平起平坐。
And that is that as you rear these children, the highest standard you should have is that one day that child can be an equal to you.
他能够像弟兄一样成为你最好的朋友。
So that he can be as a brother, be your best friend.
因为那时候表示他已经长大了。
Because that means he is fully grown.
儿女长不大。
If children do not grow,
是父母最大的失败。
That is the greatest failure for parents.
无论是肉身,
whether it's in flesh,
无论是属灵的,
or spiritually.
十二节,
Verse 12,
劝勉你们,
to exhort you,
安慰你们,
to encourage you,
嘱咐你们,
implore you,
要叫你们行事对得起那召你们进他国得他荣耀的神。
So that you would walk in a manner worthy of the God who calls you into his own kingdom and glory.
一个做父亲的。
A father.
他不只是要了解他每一个孩子的光景。
Not only does he need to know the state for each one of his child.
他必须要从三方面借着话语来帮助他的儿女长大。
He must help his child to grow through three aspects.
劝勉,
to exhort.
什么叫做劝勉?
What does it mean to exhort?
其实就是鼓励。
Actually, it is to encourage, to support.
什么叫鼓励呢?
What does it mean to encourage?
就是叫人能够借着话语能够让人从朝向一个正面的行为模式去发展。
It means that through words to encourage someone to move towards a positive model.
劝勉的反面。
The opposite of exhorting.
批评。
Is to criticize.
保罗在这里说。
Paul said here.
一个做父亲的。
A father.
他用话语去帮助他的孩子。
He uses words to help his children.
第一个要做的,
the first thing to do,
就是鼓励,
it is to encourage.
我不知道在座做父母的,
I don't know the parents who are here.
你是鼓励多呢, 还是批评多?
Do you exhort more or do you criticize more?
哪一样我们比较在行?
Which one are we better at?
你们诚实不诚实?
Are you honest?
心理学家发现
Psychologists have found
鼓励的话改变人的行为
Words of exhortation change people
比批评的话改变人的行为
Compared to words of criticism changing people
它的效果是十比一
The effect is 10 to 1
知道什么意思吗
Do you know what that means?
你如果希望一个人改变
If you want someone to change
批评他是最笨的方法
To criticize him is the dumbest idea
鼓励他是最聪明的方法
To exhort him is the most it's the smartest idea
我有一本书叫优秀是训练出来的
There is a book called
Excellence
through training.
那本书我发现了我的太太最会用。
I find that my wife is the best practicer of that book.
而且她第一个训练的就是我。
And then the first person she practices on is me.
她希望我多洗一点碗。
If she wants me to wash more dishes.
她不是批评我为什么不洗碗。
She doesn't say, why do you not wash dishes?
她是偶尔我在洗的时候她就说哎呀没有看过像你这么好的老公会帮忙洗碗。
She said, where would I find such a good husband who washes dishes?
所以我现在就拼命洗碗。
So now I wash dishes all the time.
因为每次我洗她就鼓励我。
Because every time I wash dishes, she encourages me.
劝你。
Exhortation.
安慰
Encouraging, comforting.
什么叫安慰?
What does it mean to comfort?
安慰的意思
The meaning of the word encourage, comfort.
就是当人在很痛苦下面的时候我们用一些话让他不至于上当
It is that when someone is suffering, that we use some words, but they do not lose courage.
安慰的反面是什么呢?
What is the opposite of comforting?
定罪.
It is to condemn.
定别人的罪.
To condemn others.
第三个.
The third one.
嘱咐.
Implore.
嘱咐是什么意思?
What does it mean to implore?
就是很清楚、很严厉的叮咛.
It is to seriously to charge.
Detailed instructions.
To give detailed instructions.
而且用自己的见证来活出那一个所教的东西.
And to use oneself to live out the testimony of what he's teaching.
嘱咐的反面是什么?
What is the opposite of implore?
任凭.
It is to let go.
让他自己去搞.
To just let him go.
弟兄姐妹.
Brothers and sisters.
肉身的父母.
Worldly parents.
你要用你的话语建造你的孩子.
If you want to use words to edify your children.
你要注重这三方面.
You have to pay attention to these three aspects.
在教会里面做领导的人.
The leaders in church.
你希望你有属灵的影响力.
If you want to have spiritual influence.
你希望弟兄姊妹在神的话语里面可以被建立起来.
If you want brothers and sisters to be edified through words.
说劝勉的话，不要说批评的话.
To use words of exhortation but not criticism.
说安慰的话，不要说定罪的话.
To use words of encouragement but not words of condemning.
说嘱咐的话，不要任凭人.
To implore others and do not let them go.
一个做父亲，他的话语不只是要用对的方法.
A father's words not only have to be said in the right way.
要有对的目的.
It has to have the right purpose.
我们教小孩的目的是什么?
What is the purpose of us teaching children?
叫他们乖.
So that they're obedient.
听话.
So they listen to you.
不要吵.
Not to be noisy.
如果你这样子教小孩,
if you teach your children this way,
你就不是一个好父亲.
Then you're not a good father.
因为一个好父亲他教孩子是有目的的.
Because a good father teaching his children, he has his purpose.
他不是为了减少自己的头痛.
He is not trying to reduce his own headache.
他是为着儿女的好处.
It is for the goodness of his children.
要叫你们行事对得起那招你们进他国得他荣耀的神.
So that you would walk in a manner worthy of the God who calls you into his own kingdom and glory.
我们叫用话语去建造我们的儿女.
We use words to edify our children.
是为着叫他们的行事可以对得起那招他们进神的国得他荣耀的神.
It is the purpose is so that they can walk in a manner worthy of the God who calls them into his own kingdom and glory.
行事.
A manner.
就是 walk.
It is a walk.
它是现在式.
It is a present tense.
强调是一个持续的表现.
It emphasizes a continuous action.
将神的生命在信徒的生活中表明出来.
So that God's life can be reflected in believers' lives. So that God's attributes can be reflected in believers' lives.
这一个字在保罗的书信中用了32次.
This word has been used 32 times in Paul's letters.
它基本上的意思就讲到一个人怎么活.
It basically talks about how a person lives.
一个人实际的行为如何.
And this person, how he acts.
这就是为什么早期的基督徒被称为是行在这道上的人.
And that is why early Christians are called the people who walk on the path.
或者是在这条路上的人.
Or people on this path, walkers on this path.
中文圣经把它翻作行事为人.
The Chinese scripture translates it in the walk and the act.
The doing and how to deal with things. Dealing with things and dealing with people.
The dealing with things and people.
这是一个非常好的翻译.
That is a very good translation.
我们用话语去建造弟兄姊妹的目的是要让弟兄姊妹的行事为人可以对得起。
The reason why we edify brothers and sisters through words is so that the way they deal with things and people would be worthy of.
对得起就是配得上。
To be worthy of.
就是相配相称。
So that it is in accordance with.
跟什么东西相称呢?
So that it is in accordance with what?
跟那一位招人进他国得他荣耀的神相配称。
So that it is worthy of the God who calls them into his own kingdom and glory.
招人进入他国得他荣耀的神是什么样的神呢?
What kind of God is one who calls people into his own kingdom and glory?
他是一个慈爱的神。
He is a loving God.
所以信徒的生活和侍奉就应该满了爱。
Therefore, the lives and acts of believers should be full of love.
他是一个圣洁的神。
He is a holy God.
所以信徒的生活里面和行为里面应该是圣洁的。
So therefore, the lives of believers should be full of holiness.
他是公义的。
He is righteous.
所以信徒的生活里面就必须是公义的，不占人家的便宜。
So therefore, believers' lives should be righteous and doesn't take advantage of other people.
他是谦谦和和的。
He is humble and gentle.
Meek and gentle. 所以我们这些信徒。
Therefore, us believers.
我们的生命中就必须像我们的主是谦谦和和的。
Therefore, our lives should be like our Lord, meek and gentle.
招这个字。
Call this word.
因为它是现在分词。
Because it is a present participle.
Right. 所以有不少解经的人认为说神不仅是在过去呼召帖撒罗尼迦人得救。
So many people believe that God not only called the people of Thessalonica to be saved in the past,
并且现在还一直呼召他们进入神的国度和得荣耀。
But God also continues to call them today to enter into his kingdom and glory.
这样的解释你不能说它错。
This kind of explanation, you cannot say that it's wrong.
可是如果你真的认真一点读圣经，
But if you read it more carefully,
在新约圣经中现在分词有的时候会加冠词的。
That in the New Testament, the present participles, they're sometimes added together with an article. With an article.
这个时候它就变成了一个名词。
And then it becomes a noun.
譬如说，那现在一直在生孩子的女人。
For example, the woman who is giving birth now. Who is continuing to give birth now.
其实那个字就是母亲的意思。
That word means mother.
并不是讲一个女人可以一直生孩子。
It doesn't mean that a woman would continuously be in labor.
所以这一节圣经或许更准确的翻译。
Therefore, this verse, perhaps a more accurate translation,
应该说是对得起那一位呼召的神。
It is to say it is worthy of the God who calls.
进入他的国和荣耀。
Enter into his kingdom and glory.
神的国和荣耀。
God's kingdom and glory.
在新约圣经中其实是分不开的。
In the New Testament, these two cannot be separated.
他们好像是相同的意思的。
It is as if they have the same meaning.
可是在这个地方他用同样一个冠词来讲这两个名词。
But here it uses the same article to describe these two nouns.
那是说明这两个名词是紧紧密密的在一起。
It means that these two words are closely related.
如果你读马太福音二十章二十一节，
If you read Matthew's chapter 20 verse 21,
说在你国里，
It says in your kingdom.
同样的一件事记载在马可福音十章三十七节。
The same thing is recorded in Mark chapter 10 verse 37.
说在你的荣耀里。
It says in your glory.
那里很清楚地让我们看到国和荣耀是可以互换的。
It clearly shows us there that kingdom and glory are interchangeable.
这就是为什么有的版本翻译说是进入他国度的荣耀。
Therefore, some version translates it as to enter into the glory of his kingdom.
或者进入他荣耀的国度,
or to translate it as entering into the kingdom of glory.
无论是国度或者荣耀,
whether it's kingdom or glory. In Paul's letters, they have two aspects in meaning.
And
on one hand, it talks about present.
哥罗西书,
Colossians
1:12-13.
Chapter 1, verse 12-13.
又感谢父叫我们能与众圣徒在光明中同得基业，他救了我们脱离黑暗的权势，把我们迁到他爱子的国度。
Giving thanks to the Father who has qualified us to share in the inheritance of the saints in light, for he rescued us from the domain of darkness and transferred us into the kingdom of his beloved Son. That kingdom is now. And we have many other verses that we don't have time to read now. But in Paul's letters, kingdom and glory, it also talks about the future.
基督复活到信徒复活这一段时间,
the resurrection of the Christ to the resurrection of saints between of the believers between that time.
这是神在预备和建造他国度的时期,
that is the time when God prepares his kingdom.
只等到毁灭了死,
until the time when death is destroyed.
等到万物都服了基督,
when all things are under the dominion of Christ, and then Christ will give the kingdom to the Heavenly Father. And that is 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 23-28. That is talking about the final completion of the kingdom of God.
在新约中神的国他的荣耀就是神的儿女要承受产业。
In the New Testament, God's kingdom, his glory is that his children will receive the inheritance.
而不义的人是不能够承受的。
But the unrighteous ones will not be able to inherit.
这是神儿女荣耀的盼望。
That is the glorious hope for the children of God.
这是为什么保罗说我们这自战自清的苦楚要为我们成就极重无比的荣耀。
And that is why Paul says that our suffering will perfect our glory.
This short and temporary suffering.
This short and temporary suffering
will accomplish for us the eternal glory.
Will accomplish for us the eternal glory.
保罗在这里鼓励安慰叮咛帖撒罗尼迦的人。
Here, Paul is exhorting, encouraging, and imploring people in Thessalonica.
他的目的,
his purpose.
就是要他们配得上这一位呼召他们进入神的国和荣耀的神。
It's so that they can be worthy of the God who calls them into his kingdom and glory.
这是一个信徒活在地上生活的最高动机。
That is the highest motivation for a believer living in this earth.
让我们的生活为人可以讨神喜欢。
So that our lives and our actions can be pleasing to God.
那个国度的荣耀成了我们永远的盼望。
That glory of the kingdom becomes our eternal hope.
所以保罗在帖撒罗尼迦二章这里,
therefore, Paul in Thessalonians chapter 2
很清楚地让我们看到,
very clearly showed us
一个模范教会之所以能够产生,
a model church can occur
是因为有人做了忠心的管家,
it's because someone is being a loyal steward,
faithful.
A faithful steward
有人做了有爱心的母亲,
someone is being the loving mother,
有人做了一个很关心的父亲,
and someone is being a caring father.
一个人在神的国度,
someone who is in God's kingdom,
不但要出生好,
he doesn't only have to be born right,
意思就是你得救必须是清楚得救,
meaning that your salvation has to be clear.
一个人在神的国度还要养得好,
and the person in God's kingdom also has to be brought up right. That is the responsibility that God has entrusted to you and I. Let us bow our head in prayer.
天父,
Heavenly Father, we thank you. Because you are a good father.
你自己的工作,
your own work.
你说,
我父做事直到如今，你也做事。
You said, my father has worked until now, and I have worked as well.
你是如此的殷勤工作。
You have worked so diligently.
请你帮助我们在世上也殷勤工作。
May you help us so that we can also work in this world diligently.
我们感谢你，你的见证。
We thank you that your testimony,
你的行事为人,
that the way you treat people and things,
无可指责,
are blameless.
求你让我们活在地上,
Please help us so that as we live in this world,
也能够荣耀你,
we can also glorify you.
更宝贵的是你的话语,
more precious are your words.
你是多么的能够鼓励我们,
how you can encourage us.
你是多么的安慰我们,
how you comfort us,
你是多么的嘱咐我们,
and how you implore us.
让我们也学习这样子用话语来帮助弟兄姐妹。
Help us, teach us how to use these words to help brothers and sisters.
帮助我们的孩子。
Help our children.
好让他们跟我们一同配你所召我们进入的国度的荣耀。
So that together with them, we can all be worthy of the God who calls us into his kingdom and glory.
我们祷告是奉主耶稣基督的。
We pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.